The bill passed the Senate with broad bipartisan support on a vote of 29-6, but was tabled without debate in the House Court's Criminal Subcommittee. Gun violence prevention advocates like Lizette Johnson of Midlothian say that's unacceptable. Johnson was a victim of domestic violence 4 years ago, when her estranged, verbally abusive husband broke into their home and shot her multiple times before turning the gun on himself. Johnson says the tragedy has had long-term repercussions, not only for her, but for her children as well, who were at home at the time and witnessed most of the incident.
My smart, sweet, beautiful 16-year-old daughter, who witnessed the shooting at 12, is diagnosed PTSD, depressive disorder. She's a cutter, anorexic, and was hospitalized last spring as suicidal, and continues to participate in high-risk behaviors. My son, who was spared because she sent him out to go get help, struggles with depression. What would have been different for my children and me had my husband not had access to a gun? Everything. Everything would have been different.
Democratic Senator Barbara Favola of Arlington says research shows that the greatest risk factor for serious violence is a history of lower-level violent offenses.
One in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime, and about 4,000 women die each year from domestic violence. A woman's chances of being killed by her abuser increases more than 7 times if he has access to a firearm. And women in states with higher firearm ownership rates are almost 5 times more likely to be murdered by a firearm. We have to take back this issue. We have to say we need our rights protected.
Philip Van Cleve, president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, opposes any loss of gun rights for misdemeanor offenses. He believes the better way to address the issue is to reclassify these domestic violence misdemeanors as felonies.
If the crime is such that the state thinks it's minor, then you don't lose your rights. And we don't want to start a trend where that happens, because then what's the point in having misdemeanors and felonies? There's a reason that they're separated. And here they're trying to change the definition of what one of those is, the misdemeanor. And we strongly oppose any attempt to do that. Violent felonies, our belief is that's a whole different category.
Favola rejects this premise.
But remember, in a stalking case, for an individual to actually be convicted of a misdemeanor stalking, they have at least had 2 instances where they were reported, documentation was presented, and the judge has determined that there is a pattern. In the cases of sexual battery, frequently, again, before somebody is convicted, there are 2 instances where a judge makes a determination that this wasn't just an accidental pushing, or it wasn't just an accidental shoving, that there was something going on.
Lori Haas with Virginians for Responsible Gun Laws and the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
These are definable crimes in the code section, and they're violent crimes. These are criminals that we continue to allow to have firearms when all data, all evidence, and all research shows these are the persons most likely to commit crimes with firearms, and we're leaving the firearms in their hands. Some of the recommendations by some of the public health officials has been these are persons who should lose their firearms rights, period. And, you know, in realizing the state of politics in Virginia, we've said, okay, let's try this. Let's give them ground. Let's compromise, you know, up front. Let's go to them and say, how about a temporary prohibition? And as accepted by the Senate, with bipartisan support, they liked it. They thought it was smart. They thought it was a good idea. Many, many Republican lawyers sit on the Senate Courts of Justice Committee and recommended this bill. And then many more joined them on the Senate floor in voting for it. So clearly the policy is a good policy. It is when persons who will defend, you know, the rights of gun ownership, even for persons convicted of stalking, sexual battery, assault and battery of a family member, are those the people they're defending that should have firearms rights? Something's wrong.
The bill was not revived, but has been referred to the Crime Commission for further study. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.